Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Kuf Zayin. We left off on Daf Kuf Vavam Beis at the two dots at the bottom of the page on Kuf Vavam Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and also the Zeichu Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, the Nisham Shevin Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. Today's daf is really only one sugya, and that is the sugya of a woman whose husband went in the Medina Sayyam, and she is Tovea Mizonos. She says she would like to be supported from his estate. Question is, do we give her Mizonos or not in such a circumstance? So this is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara is going to start with that machlokas. The Gemara is first going to talk about, are there any cases where Rav and Shmuel agree with each other? Then the Gemara is going to bring rayas in terms of who's correct in this machlokas, and the Gemara is going to have seven rayas in the machlokas Rav and Shmuel as far as who is correct, and then the Gemara is going to try to come to a conclusion as far as how we paskin. And we're going to have two versions of a conversation as far as how we paskin, and then at the very end the Gemara is going to say, and this is how we paskin. And once we mention how we paskin in this machlokas, for whatever reason the Gemara throws in how we paskin in two other machlokas that have absolutely nothing to do with the rest of the daf. It's just once we're paskining halachos, we paskin a couple of more halachos as well. So let's begin again at the two dots on the bottom of the page on Kuf Vavam Beis. So the Mishnah had said that Misha halach l'medina siyam, that if a husband went l'medina siyam and the wife says she would like mezonos, so Chanan says that she's tishava b'sof v'lo tishava b'tchila, but the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim disagreed and they said tishava b'tchila u'basof. So we're mentioning the machlokas we're about to mention in relation to this Mishnah, because the Mishnah is going to be a raya in this machlokas. So Itmar Rav Amar, so Rav says that poskin mezonos le'eshas ish, that we're going to give mezonos to an eshas ish from the nechasim of her husband if the husband went to Medina Siyam. And she says, you know, he didn't leave me anything to eat from. So because the reason that we'd be poskin mezonos le'eshas ish in such a case is because even if the husband was here and he were to claim that he already paid her mezonos, then for the future, that he already prepaid and already gave her mezonos to support her for the next several months, he wouldn't be believed. So we're certainly not going to make a taina for him that he did such, because even if he were here, he wouldn't be believed to say such a thing. So Rav is very mistaver that we're going to be posting mezonos, we're going to allow her to get mezonos from his nechasim. Ushmuel amar ein posting mezonos leishasish, that no, we're not going to give her mezonos. Aye, what about Rav's taina that even if he were here and he were to claim that he's already prepaid the mezonos, that he's not going to be believed? So how can we believe him when he's not even here? Because apparently it's much more likely that if he went to Medina Sayyam, that he set up some mezonos for her, that he set up some system so that she could be supported. And if her husband was here, it's also likely that she never would have been meiz paneha to have the chutzpah to claim that he didn't do so. So now she has the chutzpah to do to say whatever she wants, because he's not here to disagree with her. He's not here to be makhish whatever she's saying. So she'll have the plenty of chutzpah to say whatever she wants. So this is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says we give her mezonos. Shmuel says we do not give her mezonos. Are there any cases where they would agree with each other? So Amar Shmuel, Modeli Abba. Shmuel says, you know, Rav would even agree with me. He calls Rav Abba. The Shittim Gvetzas quotes Rashi Madura Kama, that either it was because Rav was greater than him, so he calls him Abba B'derech Kavod, or it's a Lashon of Chavivus, that Abba is a Lashon of great love that he had for him. So he says, Modeli Abba B'shlosh Chadash Marishonim, that in the first 3 months from the time the husband leaves his house, that we do not give mezonos to the woman, because even if he didn't prepay and plan in advance that he's going to be supporting her for years while he's gone, the first 3 months certainly he didn't leave his house totally empty. So we have the right to assume that he had given her mezonos. The Ritva writes that that's dafka if the plan was to go very far away and to stay there for a long time. But if we knew that his plan was to come back around right away, and then he happened to have stayed there for a long time, then everyone is going to be moda that we're posting mizonos miyad, even within Shlosha Chadashim, because the plan, why would he set up a system to give her mizonos if he was planning, if he left to work that morning, he was planning to come back that afternoon, and then he found out while he was at work that he needs to go on a trip and he's going to be gone for the next 6 months. So there's no way that he would have set anything up in advance. The Mordechai writes that if the husband went because of katata and he was trying to be ma'agin her, they were in a fight and he's dafka trying to leave her as an aguna, he's leaving her, so then she gets mizonos even betok shlosha chadashim, because the whole reason she doesn't get betok shlosha chadashim is because of this chazaka that ain't other maniach beis reikan. But by a katata anan sahadi that he would be maniach beis reikan, that he has no problem, that's his whole point. So it's not an absolute that we're saying that within 3 months that it's like an automatic that everyone's going to agree that she's not going to be entitled to mizonos. It all depends on the situation, but in a normal circumstance, if he's gone for the first 3 months, even Rav would agree that ain't other menich beis reikon. We have a chazaka that he would not have left his house empty. He would have left her with at least that much mizonos. So the Gemara explains, b'shashamu shameis kuliyam lo pligi. When they heard that the husband died in Medina Siam, then everyone agrees that we're going to give mizonos to the wife, because when she comes to collect her ksuba, she's going to have to swear that she didn't keep anything from the Nechse Yisomim against the halacha, that she didn't take anything that she wasn't entitled to. So if she takes mizonos right now, shelo kedin, she knows that she's ultimately going to have to swear about it. So if it's a case where shamu shemes, where she knows that ultimately she's going to have to swear that she didn't take anything she wasn't entitled to, so then everyone's going to agree. Everyone's going to agree that she's allowed to take mizonos. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is bishalosh amu bo shemes, where we don't know that he's dead. He just is in Medina Siam. So Rav Amar Poskin, tam meshubadah, Rav says we give her mizonos because a husband is meshubah to give mizonos to his wife. That's one of the things that a husband commits to do to his wife. Shmuel Amar Ein Poskin. And Shmuel says that we're not posik mizonos to the wife. My taima, what's the reason that Shmuel holds we're not posik mizonos to the wife? After all, it's one of the chiyuvim that a husband has toward his wife. He's not dead. He's been Medina Siyam. We have no reason to assume he's dead. So why not give mizonos to the wife? So two possibilities. Razvid Amar Ematzrari Atvisa. We have to assume that maybe he gave her a bag of money and that was meant to provide her with her mizonos, and she's trying to double dip, that even after having given her the bag of money to provide herself with the mizonos, she's trying to confiscate some of his nechasim in order to be fed. And Rav Papa Amar Chayshin and Shema Amar La Tzi'i Maisi Adayich Mizonosayich, that we're concerned that maybe they made a deal. Normally, the reason she gets mizonos is in exchange for her Maisi Adayim. It's a takana that the Chum made in her favor, because Maisi Adayim is not always sufficient. She doesn't want to have the pressure of producing enough Maisi Adayim to give her mizonos, but we also don't want there to be Eva, where he's giving her mizonos and he doesn't feel like he's getting anything in return. So we made this takana, the Chacham made this takana, that she's going to get mizonos in exchange for Maisi Adayim. But if they had come to an agreement that see Maisi Adayich b'mizonosayich, that she's not going to have mizonos and instead she'll be able to keep her Maisi Adayim, then he has no chiv of mizonos. So maybe we're choshesh that's in fact what happened, that they made such a deal. So these are the two explanations as to why Shmuel would say that ain poskin mizonos. Either ain poskin mizonos because we're concerned that he already took care of his obligation, or ain poskin mizonos because we think that maybe there is no obligation because they made a deal that there's not going to be an obligation. So we had said that if shamu bo shemes, then everyone agrees that when shamu bo shemes, then we said kuliyam lo pligi, that we're going to give mizonos to the wife. What does that mean, shamu bo shemes, that we heard that he died? How did we hear that he died? So Tosos in Dibra Maskel B'Shashamu says that when we say shamu bo shemes, it means that there were two Edim that he died. And he says, it has to be that there are two Edim. It can't be that it's Ed Echad, because pretty soon the Gemara is going to have a line where Rav Papa explains the Brisa, where he says, Mishalach Medina Siam, based in Yordan L'Chasav, V'zonim Farnasim L'Ishto, Avlo Banav Menosav, and Rav Papa is going to say, oh, what's the Ukimt in that Brisa? When it's Shamu Shamesh Be'ed Echad. So it sounds like up until that point of the Gemara, we're not talking about Shamu Shamesh Be'ed Echad. So it can't be that it was Eid Echad. We also can't say that it's just a Kolbi Alma, that it's just a rumor that it's Shamu, that he had died, because the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis about a woman who went to Medina Siam together with her husband, that when we say that the Brice is going according to Shmuel, that it's Shamu Shamesh, the Gemara says, Umayshna Ad Kidek Subasa. So it sounds like that we believe the Shmua more than the Isha herself. And if the Shmua is only a Kol B'Alma, that wouldn't make any sense that we're going to believe the Shmua more than the Isha herself. So it must be Shamu Bo Shemes is that it's a Shmua of Shnei Edim. So says Tosos. However, the Ritva says, no, it can't be that it's real Edus that he died. That's what a Shmua means. The Lashon Shamu Bo Shemes does not imply Edus Perura. You know, it's Yodim Bo Shemes, it's Edim Shemes, but Shamu Bo Shemes sounds like a Shmua. It doesn't sound like something that's Edus Perura. Furthermore, Shmuel says that the Brice is later on, or Shamu Bo Shemes, and the husband comes La'achar HaShmua. So if the case is that it was Edus Perura, it's a big dochak, we're going to have Brices later on in the Sugya that say, it was Shamu Bo Shemes, but then the husband showed up. Then it turned out that the Shmua was wrong. If the Shmua was Edus Perura, we're going to make an Ukimta, such a strange Ukimta, that there were two Edim, clear Edim, and then the husband showed up anyway, and it was Edus Sheker, and the Ritva says it also can't mean Eid Echad, because I appreciate Tosfos Raya, that Rav Papa is going to be the first one to introduce the concept of Shamu Be'Eid Echad, and that's later in the Sugya. So the Ritva says that it means Shamu Bo Shemes with a call that's Huchsak and Bezdin Al Yidei Edim, who heard from other Edim that went to Medina Siyam. So it's hearsay. So it's a little bit stronger than a Kol B'Alma, because there's a claim that there are Edim that said it, but it's a lot weaker than Edim, because we don't have any direct Edus. So that's how the Ritva understands Shamu Bo Shemes. So this is a fundamental Machlokes Rishonim. But again, so then the Gemara had said that we try to understand what is the sheet of Shmuel. Why would Shmuel say that we're not posting mitzvahs? So we had two possibilities. Where Rav Zvid said that maybe he already had given her a bag of money, and Rav Papa said maybe they had made a deal with each other that she's not going to get mitzvahs anymore because she's not providing ma'asi yadayim anymore. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two explanations of Shmuel? Either way, there's no chiv of mitzvahs anymore, and therefore there's no ability for her to collect the mitzvahs. Ika benayu gedola velo sipka, inami ketana v'sipka. Nafkamina would be if she's a gedola and there's not whatever she's making with her ma'asi yadayim is not sufficient to provide her with her mizonos. So if the reason we don't give her mizonos is we're choshesh that sariyat fasuha that he gave her a bag of money. So since she's a gedola, we have to be choshesh for that because he would do that to an isha who's a gedola, to a wife who is a gedola. So then she's not going to get mizonos. But if the chashash is that maybe the husband said, with such a woman, you're not going to be choshesh because she doesn't have ma'asi yadayim that are going to be able to fill in her mizonos. So there's no way she would have agreed to such a deal of tzi ma'asi yadayich b'mizonos sayich. So that's one nafkamina. And the other nafkamina is if she's a katana. By a katana, there's no likelihood of tzrari atfasa. There's no way he would trust her with that amount of money to provide her with mizonos for the future. But it could be that Visapka, she's very good at producing some sort of ma'asi yadayim. She has some sort of malacha that produces enough mizonos. So that would be the nafkamina in this machlokas within the shita of Shmuel. The Rishonim point out, a number of the Rishonim point out, the Ritva and the Ran, the others point out that it's not necessarily a machlokas between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Meaning when each one gives a reason for Shmuel, each one is saying a different reason, because he says it's not possible that Rav Papa is going to hold that we're not choshish letzrari, because even according to Rav, we're going to see later on in the Gemara that if he comes before that Beis Din was posting mizonos and he says pasakti la mizonos, he's ne'eman. So when the Gemara says my benayhu, that's not a raya that they're disagreeing with each other. It's just the Gemara saying what would be the logical nafkamina between the reasons that are being offered, but they each agree with the other one's reasons. The Shidduch Betzos has an unbelievable diuk in Rashi over here. here, meaning we have two nafkaminas in the Gemara. In the first nafkamina the Gemara brings about a gedola velosipka, so Rashi in Dibur Maschil Ika writes that the nafkamina is that letzrori cheshinan and letzimai siyadayich bimzon asayich lo cheshinan. And Rashi doesn't mention anything about who said what, about who said tzrori apvasa, that it was and who said letzimai siyadayich bimzon asayich, that it was Rav Zvid who said tzrori apvasa, and that it was Rav Papa who said siyadayich bimzon asayich. But then, with the second nafkamina of Ketana Vesipka, so the Rashi writes that according to Rav Zvid, we'd be poskin, and according to Rav Papa, we're not going to be posek. Why all of a sudden does Rashi start reintroducing the Amoraim who said each Shita? So says Shitum Betzah, see from here that Rashi holds that Rav Zvid doesn't hold of the reason of Rav Papa. He's not Choshish for Tzimai Siyadayich B'mzon Asayich. However, Rav Papa agrees with Rav Zvid's reason, and he is Choshish Litzrari. And therefore, by Gedola V'losipka, Rashi just writes the Nafkamina between the reasons. By Ketana V'sipka, the nafkamina is not just between the reasons, the nafkamina is between the amoraim, because if one agrees to the other, but the other doesn't agree with the one. Now, what would be the logic for that? So says the Shitin Bet says, it's more likely to be choshish for tzrari, because every woman would agree to that. Meaning, if a husband says, you know what, instead of dealing on a day-to-day basis with mizonos, how about I just give you all the money you need for the next 6 months? So almost every woman would say, that sounds like a really good deal. But if he says, you know what, how about you just try to make a living sewing stuff and see if you could sell it, so I won't give you mizonos anymore. So that's a high risk. She's not interested. Many women would not be interested in doing that. Stam isha zein ritzon b'kach is not happy, so it would not be happy with such a thing. So mehechi teisa, we'd be choshish that would be something that she would do, and therefore if Papa is choshish for the kolshkein is choshish l'tzrari, but Rav Zvid is only choshish for tzrari, he's not going to be choshish for that. So that's how the Shitin Kubetz has learned. Okay, so now we go into the rayas. Again, there are going to be seven rayas. So the first raya is from our Mishnah, and that's why we're quoting it over here. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Misha alech l'medina siyam, vishto tavas mizonos. Someone went in the Medina siyam, a man goes to Medina siyam, and the wife says she's entitled to mizonos. So Chanan amar tishav b'sof. Chanan says when she comes to collect her ksuba, she's going to need to take a shavua that she didn't take any of her husband's nechasim shelo kedin. But v'losh tishav b'tchila, she doesn't have to swear at the beginning when she first takes her mazonos. Nechlek v'alav b'nei kohanim gedolim v'amru tishav b'tchila u'basof. So ad kan lo pligi ela l'inyan shavua. The whole machlokes between Chanan and b'nei kohanim gedolim is whether we make her take a shavua that the husband didn't leave her a bag of money. Avul mazona yahavina la. But everyone agrees that she's going to, in the end of the day, get mazonos, at least after she swears she'll get mazonos. So isn't that a kashan shmul? Says that ain't poskim mizonos liisha, that when the husband goes to Medina Siyam, we don't give her mizonos. So says Mar Tirgum Shmuel b'shavim bo shemes. Shmuel will say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where we heard that she had died, and in such a case, even Shmuel agrees that he had died. Rather, where we heard that the husband had died, and we had said that even in such a case, even Shmuel agrees that we're posek le mizonos when shavim bo shemes. So it turns out that according to Shmuel, the machlokas between Chanan and the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim is by whether an almana needs to take a shavua for mizonos. So Tosos raises the question in Dibur Maschil Tirgama, so why does the Mishnah say the machlokas by Misha Meis B'Medina Siyam and not just talk about stam almana that her husband died? So Tosos suggests that the Mishnah says it as a chiddush, that even when he's Meis B'Medina Siyam, where you might be choshish l'tzrari, still the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim hold that we're poskin l'mazonos, that we're still going to give her mizonos. Okay, so says Gemara, let's try Raya number two from a Braisa. Tashma, Misha aluch l'medina siyam v'ishto tavas mizonos. A guy goes to Medina Siyam and his wife comes to Beis and saying, I would like to collect mizonos from his nechasim. B'nei kohanim gedolim omrim tishava. The B'nei kohanim gedolim say, fine, but you got to swear. And Chanan omer, lo tishava. And Chanan says she doesn't have to swear, but apparently everybody agrees that she is able to take the mizonos. If the husband comes sometime later and he says, you know, before I went to the Medina Siyam, I left mizonos for her, and I don't know why you guys gave her more mizonos for my nechasim. I left stuff for her. Neman, he's believed with the shvua, and we're mechayev the woman to return whatever she took based on Beis Din. So you see, against Shmuel, though, who said that you don't give her mizonos, we're assuming we do give give her mazonos in this brisa, and we're just saying, and what happens if he comes home and he disputes her account? Okay, so then we're going to have to correct things, but we do give her mazonos. So says Gemara Hachanami, the brisa is also talking about Bishashama Boshameis, where we heard that the guy had died, and Shmuel is moda when we heard that the guy had died, that we are posik la mazonos. So says Gemara, is that what the brisa is talking about? Vahim bava amar kamar. How can you say it's a case where it's Shama Boshameis? The very next line in the brisa says, and if the husband shows up and disputes her account and says that I left her mizonos, then we have to correct things. So says Mar, yeah, in Bali Achashmua, we had heard that he died. It wasn't true, and he came home. So that was one of the riots in that machlokas between Tosas and the Ritva, right? Tosas said that Shama Bashames means that with two Aidim, and now we're making an Okimta that there were two Aidim that he died, and then he showed up. So the Ritva says it can't be. It can't be that the Gemara would make such an Okimta. Okay, riot number three. Tashma, Mishal Medinas Yam v'ishto tava as mizonos. Guy goes to Medinas Yam, and the wife is interested in taking mizonos from his nechasim. Im bava amar tzimaisi yadayich b'mizonosayich. If the husband comes and says that you should have made do with whatever maisi yadayim were able to produce, and meaning the case over here is he went to Medinas Yam and the wife is toveya that and while he was gone she borrowed money to provide for her mizonos, and now he comes home and he wants her to pay, she wants him to pay back all the money that she borrowed to provide for the mizonos. If the husband said, I don't know why you borrowed money, you should have just worked a little bit and try to make it and try to get by with whatever you were able to do, why did you have to borrow money from? So Rashi, he's allowed to say that to her, and he's not going to have to pay the chovos that she incurred in order to be able to provide herself with the mizonos. But if before she ever borrowed money, she's toveya in Beis Din that she wants mizonos, kodmu Beis Din upasku. If Beis Din said that here's what she should be provided with, masha pasku pasku, whatever they said that she should be provided with, she should, and he's going to have to pay whatever she borrows that corresponds to the amount that Beis Din determined she deserves. And the husband cannot say, you should have lived bedoch, and you should have made it, you should have figured it out. But you see that if the woman comes to Beis Din, they will respond to her. They will be koveya a certain amount that she's entitled to mizonos. And if he doesn't have nechasim, she could borrow, and the husband's going to have to pay that back. So why do you have to do that? According to Shmuel, you shouldn't. The Beis Din should never give her any mizonos when the husband goes to Medina Siam. So again, Hachanami, Kisham Bo Shemes. Same answer, right? It's Shem Bo Shemes. So far, we have three sources in Tanaim that are all seen to be against Shmuel, and Shmuel is the same answer for all three. That in all three cases, the reason we're giving her mizonos is Shama Boshemes, because we assume that the husband is dead. So now the Gemara brings another raya that seems to tell us that we're posik mizonos for an eshes ish. Tashma, Mishalach Medina Siam, the ishto tavas mizonos. A guy goes to Medina Siam, the woman claims that she wants mizonos, based in Yordan and Nechasa, Vizonim Farnas and the ishto. Based in provides her with mizonos from his Nechasim. Avalo banavu benosav, but they will not provide the same for banavu benosav. The pashtus is that the chiluk between ishto versus banavu benosav is that there's a tnai Beis Din that he has to be mefarnis as ishto. So when he's not being mekayim as chiyuv, Beis Din will be yorid the nechasav in order to make sure that he's fulfilling his chiyuv. Whereas banavu benosav, he doesn't have a chiyuv to be mefarnis banavu benosav. He chooses to be mefarnis banavu benosav, so we can't be yorid the nechasav in order to make him do what most normal people would want to do, but that he has no technical obligation to do. However, Tosfos brings a raya from the fact that the Gemara is going to ask pretty soon, the Gemara is going to say, my paska, how do you know that to be mechalik between the case of the Isha and the case of Banu Benosav, that it was clear to the Gemara that the case is where we know that the father wanted to be mefarnes Banu Benosav minuchasav, and the reason we're not mefarnes the minuchasav is because when he went to Medina Siam is because we're choshesh that he gave them money, and the fact that we're choshesh that he gave money to Banu Benosav more so than his wife is probably because of this reason, but that's the real chiluk, is that by Banu Benosav we're choshesh l'tzrari, by the tzrariat v'sinu, by ishto we're not. Why would he have been tzrariat v'sinu for Banu Benosav? Because he's not mechuyiv to be mefarnis them, so we're choshesh even for a chashash kol dehu. But by ishto, where he's mechuyiv to be mefarnis her, we can't be docha her because of a chashash tzrari. We can't say, oh, maybe he took care of you already. No, he has a chiyuv, and therefore we have to make sure sure that he makes good on that chiyuv. By Banav Ibn Yosef, where there's no chiyuv, we'll say, oh, we're choshesh that maybe he took care of you already. But anyway, so the Gemara brings a raya that Tashma Mishal Chum Dinsiyam Vishnu Tavas Mizonos Bezin Yordan Chas Mizon Parnas Lishto Avlo Banav Ibn Yosef, that we're going to go to his properties and we're going to provide her with Mizonos, but not the children. Velo Davar Acher, and also we're not going to go to his estate in order, we're not going to go to his properties to provide her with Davar Acher. The Gemara is going to explain two possibilities of what that Davar Acher is. But bottom line is, you do see from the Spraisa that we are posik Mizonos to an Eshes Ish whose husband went limiting the Siam. So here's a fourth challenge to Shmuel, who said that we are not posik Mizonos to an Eshes Ish. So what do you expect the Gemara to answer? On the first three challenges, we gave the same answer. Shamu Bo Shemes. You expect the Gemara to say the same thing. Problem is, we can't say that, because if that were the case, then not only would the Banav Ibn Yosef get Mizonos, they would be Yorish everything, right? If Shem B'Shemes, and especially if you hold like Tosos, Shem B'Shemes means that there are two Edim Shemes, then the Banav Ibn Yosef get all the Yerusha. And it's just that from the Yerusha, they also have to support the Almana. So that's not really a possibility over here to just answer Shem Bo Shemes. So now we have to come up with a new Teretz. So Rav Sheshes, V'mashres Ishto Al Yidei Shlish. The case is that he appointed an apotropos to support his wife, and now the apotropos stopped doing the job. So then Shmuel is going to be moded, that Beis Din is going to be posting Mizonos. Because the whole reason Shmuel holds that you're not posting Mizonos to an Eishes Ish is because we're Choshesh that maybe he left her a bag of money, or we're Choshesh that he made a deal. Over here, there's no such chash, because if we know that he appointed an apotropos to take care of her, then we know he didn't leave her a bag of money, and we know that he didn't make a deal with her that he's not going to give her mizonos. That's why he appointed an apotropos. But at the end of the day, the apotropos is not doing his job, so now we have to give her mizonos. Of course, Shmuel is going to agree to that. But wait, if the whole Bryce is talking about where he appointed an apotropos and the apotropos is just not doing his job, if he appointed an apotropos for his wife and he appointed an apotropos for Banav Ibn Yosef, and the apotropos is not doing his job, why does Beis Din step in to take care of his wife and not step in to take care of Banav Ibn Yosef? So it says, no, the case is, he appointed an apotropos to take care of his wife. He never appointed an apotropos to take care of Banav Ibn Yosef. So when the apotropos doesn't do his job, Beis Din is going to step in to take care of the wife, but there was no apotropos for the Banav Ibn Yosef, and therefore no one's going to take care of Banav Ibn Yosef. So it says, my paska. But why would we make such a case? Meaning, that's when you try to draw a distinction between the wife versus Banav Ibn Yosef, you want to keep everything, you want to show that there's a difference in halacha, you should want to keep the case exactly parallel. Why would you assume that the case is totally different? That when it comes to the wife, it's where there was an apotropos who's just not doing his job. When it comes to Banav Ibn Yosef, the reason we're not supporting them is because he never left an apotropos. So my paska. So why would you make such an assumption? So because of that, the Gemara rejects this possibility that the Braisa is talking about a case of an apotropos, and therefore the Gemara needs another teretz for this Braisa. Again, this Braisa is Raya number 4, that we do support, that the Beis Din does support the wife from his nechasim when the husband goes to Medina Siam, because the Braisa had said explicitly that if she comes and asks for mizonos, we give it to her, but we don't give it to Banav Ibn Yosef. So how is Shmuel going to answer this Braisa? Ela Amrav Papa, Kishashamu Bo Shemes Be'ed Echad. No, this is not a case of Shamu Bo Shemes that we've been talking about until now. This is Shamu Bo Shemes Be'ed Echad. This was Tosfos Raya, that until now it's not been Be'ed Echad, it's been Shnei Edim. That this case is Shamu Bo Shemes Be'ed Echad. We have one aid that he died. So he, the Yibayisins, in Suvi Be'ed Echad, Matzi Minseva Mizoninami Avinanla. But of Nosef, the Yibayis, the Mechas, and Chas, Be'ed Echad, Lo Matzi Nachti, Mizoninami Lo Yavinanlahu. If a woman has an Eid Echad that her husband died, that's enough for her to get remarried based on the Eidus of an Eid Echad. We don't leave her in Aguna. We assume that he should die Kuminsava and that, Takanas Agunos, that we're going to allow her to get remarried. If we're going to allow her to get remarried, then she's entitled to collect her mizonos, like any almana. Shmuel is moda that we're posting mizonos, but Banav Ibn Yosef, they don't get they want to collect the Yerusha based on Eid Echad. We don't give them the Yerusha. Mela, they're not going to get the mizonos from his nechasim either. So now the Gemara says, well, my Devaracher, we had mentioned in the Braisa that one of the things we don't take from his nechasim is Devaracher. What is Devaracher? Very often Devaracher in Shas is like something that's unmentionable. So what does Davar Acher mean over here? So Rav Chisda Amar Tachshit. Rav Chisda said it means some type of feminine, perfume or beauty product that since the husband is not there, she doesn't need Tachshitim, meaning Tachshitim are to make her look beautiful and attractive and whatever. She doesn't have a husband around, so she doesn't need to be so attractive. Rav Yosef Amar Tzedakah, that if Beis Din was posek, that Beis Din had determined they had levied a tzedakah tax on all the people in the city, so we don't go to his nechassim to take the tzedakah from his property. So Mandi Amar Tachshit, Rav Chisda said that it means Tachshit. So on Kol Shekein, we're not going to take tzedakah. But Mandi Amar Tzedakah. But if you say like Rav Yosef, that it means that we're not going to take tzedakah from his estate, but he'll disagree with Rav Chisda and hold that it's dafka tzedakah we're not going to take. Aval Tachshit Yavin Lebot. We will give his wife Tachshit. Dilo Nichle Detinavel. Because he certainly doesn't want his wife to be misnavel to lack the dignity that she normally has of feeling like she's beautiful and feeling good about herself. So he doesn't want her to feel that way. So that's the machlokas. Okay, now on to raya number 5. Again, each raya so far has been against Shmuel. So Tashma, another raya against Shmuel. Hayavama Shlosh Chadash Marishonim. A Yavama, meaning a woman who's facing a Yibum situation in the first 3 months after her husband dies, where she's not able to do Yibum, nor can she get married to anybody else. Nizonas Mishal Baila. She gets supported from her husband's estate because it says in the Ksuba that calls man that she doesn't get remarried. She's Teshiv Beso, and she gets Mizonas from his Nechasim. But mikan ve'ilach, after 3 months, ein nizonas lo mishal baila v'lo mishal yavam. She doesn't get supported from her husband nor from the yavam. She's not like every other almana who gets mizonos from her husband until she gets remarried, because an almana that has not yet gotten remarried is still shame baila aleha. She's still known as her husband's almana. So because of the kavod, because of her husband's kavod, she's not getting remarried. That's why she's given mizonos from his nechasim. But this yavama is already connected to the Yavam, and therefore she's not going to get Mizonos from her husband's property. She also doesn't get from the Yavam because she's not married to him yet. But Amad Bedin, but if they already had a din with the Yavam and the Yavama, and the Yavama said, either marry me or do Chalitza, Uvarach, and the Yavam's reaction was he ran away, then Nizonos Mishal Yavam. Then the Yavam's properties have to support her. So bottom line is, we see that we're posik Mizonos for a Yavam from the Nichse Yavam who went to Medina Sayam. So if we're going to allow the Yavam's Nechasim to provide her with Mizonos when he ran away, for sure a husband's Nechasim should provide her Mizonos when the husband goes away. So that we should say clearly, we see clearly against Shmuel. So says no, Amalach Shmuel. Shmuel's going to tell you, don't bring a Raya from Yavam that went to Medina Sayam that by Yavama there's no reason to be posik mizonos, because lamay nechosh lalahai. What are you going to be choshish for? I mean, there's no reason not to be posik mizonos by Yavama. Meaning, what's the whole reason we said that Shmuel said that when the husband goes to Medina Siyam, we're not posik mizonos lishto? Two possibilities. We have the possibility maybe he gave her a bag full of cash already, or maybe he already made a deal with her that instead of mizonos, she should keep her maisi yadayim. Neither of those chashashos are possible by Yavam, because if it's a bag full of cash, they never had enough of a relationship that the Yavam would have done that. The Yavam would not have prepaid her mizonos and given her a bag full of cash and said, here, use this for the next, forever. And there's no deal between the Yavam and the Yavama about Maisi Yadayim, because she never was Meshuba to give him Maisi Yadayim in the first place. He has to provide her Mizonos even without Maisi Yadayim. So there's no Chashash that he told her, just keep your Maisi Yadayim and then I won't have to give you Mizonos. And that's why, Dafka, if a Yavam is Barach, if the Yavam goes away, we provide her with Mizonos. And Shmuel would agree to that. Shmuel only holds that when it's the Baal that's in Medina Siam, that we don't provide her with Mizonos. Okay, now Raya number 6. Tashema. Ha'isha sholchi yu baili Medina Siam. A woman goes to Medina Siam with her husband. Ubasva amra meis baili. And she comes back and she says, my husband is dead. So she wants to get remarried. So she can get remarried, she could collect her ksuba. Ratsa nizonos. If she wants to get Mizonos from Zinachasim, she can do so. And ratsa govuk ksubasa. And if she wants, she could collect her ksuba like any other almana. But if she says, Girshani Baili, she says, my husband divorced me, then we're not going to believe her, and we're not going to give her ksuba, because maybe the husband did not divorce her. We're also not going to give her mazonos, because maybe the husband did divorce her, and he's not chayiv to give her mazonos. So Ms. Parnassus Valechas Ad Ktei Ksubasa, she can continue to get Parnassa from his nechasim only up until the amount of her ksuba. Because that mimanav shech she deserves, because if he didn't divorce her, he's chayiv to give her mazonos forever, not only to the amount of the ksuba. If he did divorce her, he's at least chayiv to pay her ksuba. So we're safe in giving her at least the mazonos ad k'dei ksubasa. But you see that we're posting mazonos to an eishes ish, because if we're not posting mazonos to an eishes ish, we shouldn't give her mazonos even ad k'dei ksubasa, because we would have to be choshish, and maybe tzari atfasa, maybe there was a deal of tzimaisiyadayach. So you see, against Shmuel, the fact that we're willing to give her mazonos at least ad k'dei ksubasa tells you against Shmuel. So says Mar, hachinami k'sham b'shemeis. Shmuel goes back to his regular answer. Then no, the case is Shamu b'shemeis, and therefore she could collect the ksuba like an almana, and we're a mefarnis her ad k'dei ksubasa. Umayshna ad k'dei ksubasa. So then why does it say only ad k'dei ksubasa? When Shamu b'shemeis, we should give her mazonos until she gets remarried, even if it's way more than the ksuba. That's a normal almana's deal. So no, the afsida anafsha. She's the one that chose to ruin it by saying that her husband had divorced her. So by saying that, she's saying that I'm only entitled ad k'dei ksubasa. So really, ein chinami, shamu bo shemeis, she should be entitled to get mezonos forever. But because she decided to say that, no, my husband divorced me, so she's saying I'm only owed up until the ksubasa. That's all she's going to be able to collect. Seventh and final raya, tashma, ketzad amru. And again, all seven rayas are against Shmuel. Ketzar amru, me'enes ein le'mezonos. When we say in the Mishnah that me'enes doesn't get mezonos, so yet yachal amru b'yoshevas tachas baila, that can't mean that a girl who's eligible for miyun, meaning a katana whose mother and brother married her off, it does not get mezonos while she's actually married. That can't be, because while she's actually married, shari baila chayv b'mezonos. If the chacham were mesakin that she's married, they're mesakin that she gets supported as well. Now the case is the husband went to Medina Siam and she borrowed money and ate from the money that she borrowed. So amdu umiana, and then afterwards she did miyun, and she's tining that he has to pay back whatever money she borrowed to provide her with mezonos, because that during that time he was actually chayiv in the mezonos. So that's what the Mishnah says, that the husband does not have to pay back that which she borrowed. So taima de miyana, why doesn't he have to pay it back? Because she was mima'enes. Halomi anoyav. But had she not been Mima'enes, we would have to pay it back, because he's obligated to pay the mezonos. So you see that when the husband goes to Medina Siam, you're obligated to pay mezonos against Shmuel. So it says, no, Amalach Shmuel, hachal amay nechushla. The only reason I say that normally you don't have to pay mezonos is because either it's Tzari Atfasa, or that there was a deal of Tzimai Siyadayach mezonos Sayach. Over here, neither is a concern. Imishim Tzari, Tzari l'ktana l'matfis. If it's because of a concern of Tzari, she's a katana. No one would ever give her a bag of money. Imishim Mai Siyadayach, Ketana Lusibka, and if it's Misha Maisiyadah, what kind of Maisiyadah is she going to do? She never would have agreed to such a deal that she's going to not get mezonos and instead keep her Maisiyadahim. So now, at the end of the day, my Havila, now that we know the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and went through all seven Rayas, and now none of them are really Rayas, so what do we paskin? So, Kias Rav Dimi Amar, Maisa Balifnei Rebbe Bebeis Sha'arim, Upasuk La Mezonos. Rebbe had this exact Shaila, and he gave her mezonos, like Rav. Lefnei Rebbe Yishmal, but Tzipori Velo, Upasuk La Mezonos, Rebbe Yishmal had the same Shaila, and he did not give her mezonos. So, Tavba Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan criticized. Vichimar, Rabbi Shmuel Shalom Pascal Amazonos, Halo Nechlu B'nei Kohanim Gedolim V'chanon, Elu L'inyan Shvua Av Mazoni Avinullah. Why not give her Mazonos? Our Mishnah only had a Machlok is whether she has to take a Shvua afterwards, but initially. But there was no doubt that we were going to give her Mazonos, meaning we go back to Raya number one. Don't you see from Raya number one that Rav is right? No, Shmuel had an answer for Raya number one of Shamu Bo Shemes, the same answer he had for almost every Raya. So he says, come on, you're going to make such an ukimtan Mishnah that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Shamu Bo Shemes. The simple reading of the Mishnah is like Rav, and therefore you should pass him like Rav. Another version of that discussion, said it was the reverse of who said what. So al mezonos yavinala. Why would Rabbi say not to give her mezonos? Our Mishnah implies that you do. Samlev shambaraba kvar tirgum shmuel babu shambo shemes. No, our Mishnah is talking about shambo shemes. Amalei pasrisi kulei. Hi, really? You're going to make such an ukimta in our Mishnah? So the simple reading of our Mishnah is like Rav, and therefore the Gemara says halach lemaisa vilch kavase drav uposkim mezonos leishesish. We pass him like Rav, and we give mezonos to an leishesish. It's a question why you have to say both of those things. If you're paying attention, we know Rav is the one that says poskim mezonos leishesish, and once we're passing in that halacha vilch kavase dravu namarav, which has another discussion that has nothing to do with us. That a woman has the ability to say to her husband, "Don't give me mezonos, and I'll keep my ma'aseh yadayim." And a third halacha, we pass on like Rav Zvid, that if you have kelim that are bakunya, that are kunya kelim, these kelim that are klei cheres, that are lined with lead, so chivri v'uchmi, if they're white or black, then sharu, then they're mutter to kasher by cleaning them out really well, because it's a very smooth surface and it's not going to be boleya. But yeruke, but if it's green, then asiri, then the type of dirt is boleya a lot, and it's going to be aser. V'lo amaran el deleslu kartufni, and that's only if there are no cracks in the lining of the kli. Avlisbu kartufni asiri, but if there are cracks, then we assume that blios are going to get through the cracks, and it's going to be aser. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. Have a great day, and a good Shabbos, everybody.